clouds are for you. Nothing stands in your way when you're a boy. Clothes always fit you. Life is a pop of the cherry when you're a boy.
When you're a boy,
you can wear a uniform.
When you're a boy,
other boys check you out.
You get a girl.
These are your favorite things
when you're a boy.
Engage the colors, unfurl the flag. Love just kissed you, hello, when you're a boy. They'll never clone ya, they're always first on the line. When you're a boy,
when you're a boy,
you can buy a home of your own.
When you're
drive and everything,
you'll get your share. When you're a boy, boys, boys, boys keep swinging, boys always work it out.
Good day, good day, and welcome, O denizens of Thunderbird Radio Land, as we wander once again through life's garden. Time now for the Eclectic Lunch, right here on CITR, broadcasting from the picturesque promontory known as Alksen, a land traditionally shared by the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people, and now home to the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. A boomer. Well, I guess technically I am. The definition of the baby boom generation is anyone born between 1946 and 1964. That's 18 years. I always thought that was too broad. I mean, someone born in 1946 could have a kid at 18 in 1964 and you'd have two generations of baby boomers. Two generations in the same generation. Doesn't add up. There's a new term to describe people my age, the Jones generation. Too young to be a baby boomer, too old to be Gen X. We're the little brothers and sisters trying to keep up. Trying to keep up with the Joneses. Get it? And I fit in, myself personally, I fit into an even narrower group called the 49ers. See, on the day I was born, the United States flag had 49 stars. Not 48, not 50. 49. Look it up. So I grew up watching the boomers. doing all the wild things that they're famous for. I saw the Summer of Love, the Get Out of Vietnam protests. I was here in Vancouver when Greenpeace started as a movement to prevent testing of nuclear weapons at a remote Alaskan island called Amchitka. I saw the first Earth Day and the beginnings of the environmental movement. I grew up in a time when protest was a natural way of life, when everyone I knew was working to make the world a better place. Save the whales. Save the seals. Ban the bomb. Stop the wars. I really thought we could do it. I knew it wouldn't happen overnight, but I was sure that eventually, when people our age were in positions of power, things would really change. Well, I was wrong. Boomers are in charge now. And things are even more messed up than they were 50 years ago. But I don't care anymore. I look at the world around me, see all the crap that's coming, and I thank the God I don't believe in that I won't be around much longer to put up with it. Maybe if I had kids or pets or plants, I'd be more concerned about the world we're leaving for future generations. But all I can think of is, it's yours now. Do with it what you will.
I'm not enough, I'm used to it. Endicott's not a wealthy guy, but Endicott pays the bills on time. Endicott's got ideas and plans. And the got what you call a real man. And the got always will provide. And the got is the family tie. In the God don't drink alcohol. In the God use no drug at all. In the God don't eat any sweet. In the God don't eat piggy feet. In the God frame is mighty strong. In the God make love hard and long.
Why can't you be like Andy Carter?
In the God love Tribina soul. In the God walks up to the stone. In the God likes to hold her hand. In the God's proud to be her man. In the God stands for decency. In the God means formality. In the God's the epitome. In the God stands for quality. In the God. 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 In the God.
I'll never be like anyone. It's heating up in the lower mainland, and it's important to know that when a heat warning is in effect, cooling centers are activated at community centers and libraries with air conditioning, seating, water, and access to washrooms. Misting stations are located all around the city, some of which are located in Victory Square, Pigeon Park, Columbia Street and Powell Street, Nelson Park, and Sunset Beach, with many others existing downtown and around the lower mainland. You can find places to stay cool or get the most up-to-date information by checking vancouver.ca/hotweather. Some people are more susceptible to heat than others. This includes older adults, people who live alone, people with chronic underlying health conditions, including mental health conditions, and people with limited mobility and other disabilities. We all have a role to play by supporting family, neighbors, and friends during hot weather. Plan to regularly check on vulnerable people multiple times a day. For signs of heat-related illness, visit HealthLink BC's page on heat-related illness.
Whoa, hold on. Where are you taking all those cacti?
I need to put them near the radio.
How come?
They love to hear Everly's nature-based music on Dead Succulent Haunt every Thursday at 5 p.m. on CITR 101.9.
Oh, Dead Succulent Haunt, where your plants can grow and you can mourn those you've lost.
Come on, plants, let's grow.
Hey Vancouver, looking for your summer plans? MRG Live has you covered. Catch Caroline Kingsbury, and Maris, Emotional Oranges, sometimes I love myself, touch myself, and many more live on stage. Don't miss out. Grab your tickets now at www.admit1.com and follow at MRG Live Official on Instagram for fresh announcements and the full lineup of upcoming shows.
This week's poetry reading is To the Author's Portrait by William Wordsworth, courtesy of LibriVox and Project Gutenberg. Go, faithful portrait, and where long hath knelt Margaret, the saintly foundress, take thy place. And if time spare the colors for the grace which to the work surpassing skill hath dealt, thou, on thy rock reclined, though kingdoms melt and states be torn up by the roots, wilt seem to breathe in rural peace, to hear the stream, and think and feel as once the poet felt. Whate'er thy fate, those features have not grown unrecognized. Through many a household tear, more prompt, more glad to fall than drops of dew by morning shed around a flower half blown. Tears of delight that testified how true to life thou art, and in thy truth, how dear.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
In Vancouver.
It's like having a clown in your head.
Not trade suffering any day. Trade a heartache for a hangover. There ain't no aspirin for your soul. Oh no, ain't no fixing what's been broke. Not trade suffering any day. Oh, oh no, ain't no fixing what's been broke. sing it in a song. Give me time, give me one more try. I'll try to get this right. Maybe I'll sing it. I'd trade suffering any day.
Feeling all right, all right.
Where
heroes in the neon light. Pretty soon you'll be feeling alright, alright. Where do all the broken hearted people go? People go.
Passing. Home and Haunting deals with the uncertainty of memory as a mode by which artists conceive and construct their films. Using the language of hauntology, which deals with the ways social, cultural, and political issues from the past haunt the present, and how it connects us to the unresolved state of capitalist violence across time and embedded into history, this program highlights three artists working within this realm of the indelible: Han Pham, Adam Garnett Jones, and Luis Andres Serrano. The works of these artists are ghostly. They inhabit places of the past only possible from the present. And film is a medium favorable for these hauntings. From August 11th to September 3rd, 2025, the Belkin's outdoor screen will show On Home and Haunting daily between 9 a.m. and 9 p.m., a selection of films curated by Ogeneo Fegor Obuoma. You can also join Obuoma and filmmakers Han Pham and Luis Andres Serrano at the Belkin Gallery on Thursday, August 14th at 6 p.m. for a conversation about their work. To find out more, visit belkin.ubc.ca. That's belkin.ubc.ca. She saved my number to
her phone with a make-believe. Eastside Arts Society presents the 5th annual Eastside Arts Festival. On Friday, July 25th, at the Rickshaw Theater, you'll be seeing Young Friend as the headliner, with Babe Corner, Worrywart, and Kylie V as supporting acts. And if you can't make that date, fear not, because Eastside Art Society is putting on a free concert at McLean Park on July 26th from 2 to 7 p.m. Headlined by Janky Bungag and accompanied with Madeline Reed, The Revibrators, and Twin River. You can get your tickets and the festival schedule at eastsideartsfest.ca. eastsideartsfest.ca.
But we got booked for this Vancouver indie music night. And so it was all jangly guitar and sure. Very soft music. but we were the very first band out of the four to play, and like the guitars were screaming like,
yeah, you want them to have fun and like dance and like, yeah, enjoy themselves. You can't make them all depressed.
Sure.
Immediately, at least.
Yep.
Vancouver is full of incredibly talented and passionate artists, and a lot of them have a lot to say. Join us every second Monday at 3 p.m. for Amateur Hour to hear from local, student, and amateur musicians about the music they make and the music they love. Localize your music library with us right here on 101.9 FM CITR Community Radio.
This is sort of just like a gestalt, I guess, of like all of that together. You know what made me realize that?
What's that?
Sonic and Mario kissing.
Okay, this is stupid. Let's end the show.
Tootsie
R. T.
All.
101.9
FM broadcasting
live from
Unceded
Musqueam
Territory in Vancouver,
British
Columbia,
Canada.
Georgian Bay, watching colors swirl and swallow up the light of every day. We watch the stars come out one at a time, and it felt like heaven was here with you by my side. With you by my side.
Of
If you ask any girl from the parish around what pleases her most from her head to her toes, she'll say, I'm not sure that it's business of yours, but I do like to waltz with my log driver. For he goes purling down and down the white water. That's where the log driver learns to step lightly as purling down and down the white water. Log driver's waltz pleases girls completely. The job's nearly over, I like to go down and watch all the men as they work on the river. We know that come evening they'll be in the town, and we all like to waltz with our log driver. For he goes purling down and down the white water. That's where the log driver learns to step lightly. Yes, purling down and down the white water. Log driver's waltz pleases girls completely. Both my parents I've had to give way and dance with the doctors and merchants and lawyers. The manners are fine, but their feet are aflay, and none can compare with my log driver. For he goes whirling down and down the white water. That's where the log driver learns to set lightly. Yes, whirling down and down the white water. Log driver's waltz pleases girls completely. With all sorts of men, but none can compare with my lad on the river. When the drive's over, if he asks me again, I think I will marry my log driver. For he goes purling down and down the white water. That's where the log driver learns to set lightly. Yes, purling down and down the white water. Log driver's waltz pleases girls completely. Purling down and down the white water. That's where the log driver learns to set lightly. Yes,
thank you.
On the Eclectic Lunch today, we heard David Bowie, Ecstasy, Guadalcanal Diary, Alien Boys, Kid Creole and the Coconuts, Empanadas Illegales, Francis Baptiste, Orchard Sky, Elvis Presley, S.G. Goodman, Samantha Huey, Captain Tracker, and Duke Ellington. Our theme music is by Ry Cooter, and this little ditty is by the great Neil Hefti. If there's something you would like to hear on Eclectic Lunch, drop us a line at daveradiopodcast@hotmail.com. You can search out our podcast archive at citr.ca. And remember to like, share, and subscribe, because Sharon deserves it. Keep your dial set on CITR all afternoon. Up next is Musish, turning found sounds, new music, and an eclectic vinyl library into new improvised tunes. Then at 2 o'clock, it's Radio Art from Beppe Crespin. And as he's always been since 1987, our very own star on the BC Entertainment Walk of Fame, Nardwar the Human Serviette at 3:30. And we'll be back with more delightful morsels on the Eclectic Lunch next week at this same time. We now return you to regular programming.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra Siam, Nisiam, Nisiaya, Anthas Gakulia, Talitin, Homas.